Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Back for another season of football talk, Minnesota Viking talk, NFL talk. It's Matthew Kyler from the Purple Insider joining us on the Sean Juicer Call Banker hotline. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm ready. I'm ready for some real football to be happening. One more preseason game, cut down day, and then we're there, my friend.
Hey, Chris, make sure that you cut that first part of that, because, I mean, he said that, like, football was, like, the sexiest female he had ever seen. Like, you hear his voice? He was like, oh, I'm so, my goodness, calm down, Matthew.
First of all, no, I will not calm down. Second of all,
baby,
yeah, that is the same exact tone that I talked to my wife. Yeah, that's right. So, it's been a long off season. The last time we saw the Minnesota Vikings was in January.
Oh,
it's been a long time.
He's all hot and bothered tonight, Matthew Kyler.
I believe the word is Twitter-pated, according to Bambi.
I mean, come on, man. Get a hold of yourself.
You guys
aren't ready? I'm excited, man. Chris is over here having fun with you, too.
Boing. I saw Beavis and Butthead last night, so it's like, boing.
So let's talk about this team. And the very first thing, because I want you to educate me on all the things with the current state of all Vikings football. First off, what is the state of the wide receiver room? Because we got guys that are nicked up. We got guys that haven't practiced that are coming back that we know that JJ is going to be available and ready for week one. But then we've got Jordan Addison, who's not going to be available for 3 weeks. Like, are we going to be adding a receiver via a trade, or will they just wait for the waiver wire and try to pick up somebody? So, what's going on with the wideouts?
Yeah, I mean, the way I would describe the wideout situation is worst-case scenario for training camp. Now, of course, no one got hurt for the year, so I guess it's not quite that bad. But Justin Jefferson basically never practiced with J.J. McCarthy, which, you know, I'm sure they'll tell us is no big deal. But, I mean, they do these practices for a reason, right? And I really felt like it took a while in training camp for Darnold and Jefferson about halfway through camp before they were on the same page. And then, of course, they had a great season together. So that's a little bit concerning right there that Jefferson's just getting ramped up. I don't think there's any fear for week one, but still not practicing at all is not ideal. And then Jordan Addison doesn't, you know, get any reduction of the sentence from the NFL that we thought he would. So he's out the first three games. Rondale Moore ends up getting hurt on the first play, so he's out for the season. Ty Felton, their third-round draft pick, is still not taking first-team reps, which tells me that they do not feel confident where he's at with learning the offense. So you're down to two guys who have been on the practice squad the last 2 years, Thayer Thomas and Lucky Jackson, who are both guys who can run the right routes, but in real games, totally unproven. And so the answer is yes. I mean, I think that they absolutely have to go get somebody else. And who that is up for debate. You know, I am pro Adam Thielen trade because if his name wasn't Adam Thielen and it was Bob Johnson and he had 151 catches over the last 2 years, for another team, you'd be screaming for him to come here. I think it's just the annoying, oh, he's back to Minnesota, you know, sort of thing. But go through the other options and tell me who's got a better recent resume than Adam Thielen that could step in here. I'm sure everybody would love to add the next Jordan Addison, but, you know, good receivers are just not available. So I think that they are interested in doing that, but the price tag is going to matter quite a bit. And if not, then Brandon Powell, Amari Cooper, Tyler Boyd, like you start just running through the free agents or other options, and none of them are necessarily ideal.
I'm not saying, oh my God, Adam Thielen, like I don't like Adam Thielen. Not only do I like Adam Thielen, I love Adam Thielen. But part of it is in Minnesota, we want to reclaim glory from yesteryear. I have this sense that the fall off and the wheels are about to fall off this year for Adam Thielen. That's just you can say, well, what is it based on? At his final 2 years here in Minnesota, there were a lot of nicks and bruises and all that stuff, whatever. And he's gutsy. He's going to play through stuff. I just feel like it's about to happen now. And that's one of my main concerns. I'm not anti-Adam Thielen because I'm an Adam Thielen hater or something like that, whatever. I love Adam Thielen. Not only just because of his production on the football field for the most part, but also for what he has meant and means to our community and the giving that he does still to this day. I got a weird vibe, man, that he won't be. It sounds like he's out. Chris says he's out with a hamstring right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's totally fair. I mean, because he has been banged up over the years, and you're right, there were nicks and cuts here, and last year he missed 7 games. What you really need from Adam Thielen is the first 3 games of the season for him to come in and give them a reasonable option, because I didn't even mention in my rundown of all the problems with the receiver room that Jalen Naylor is also hurt.
He's got a hand in a cast, right?
Yeah, right. And it is not clear if he's going to be able to play in Week 1. And Kevin O'Connell was very, dodgy when it came to answering questions about Jalen Naylor, probably because he doesn't want to up the price tag for other teams, knowing they're desperate for a wide receiver. But it doesn't look good. And Jalen Naylor, sorry, doesn't have the best hands in the world to begin with. And then you might be asking him to come back off a hand or a wrist injury and then play number 2 wide receiver. Like, you need Thielen for a short period of time, and then can he be an underneath possession wide receiver that gives J.J. McCarthy another option? And there's a little bit of a bonus that McCarthy and Thielen have worked out together the last couple of years, so they do have some familiarity with each other just on those offseason throwing sessions. I mean, I agree with you that any wide receiver you get right now, like Amari Cooper fell off the face of the earth last year in Buffalo. Brandon Powell caught, 20-something passes for them 2 years ago, did absolutely nothing last year. K.J. Osborne might get cut by Washington. Like, this is where we're at right now with the wide receiver group, and it is very concerning. I mean, they still have a lot of other options. T.J. Hockenson and McCarthy were really on the same page during training camp. Josh Oliver, I thought, had a great camp. Aaron Jones, could catch the ball. So it's not the end of the entire season or anything, but they do need to do something.
Would you be interested in Amari Cooper? Because I would, at the right price.
Yeah, I mean, he can name his price. The Vikings need him at this moment. I mean, really? Yeah, no, I mean, of course I would. I mean, when you go through the list of different guys, I was making a cut-down candidates list, and it's like Kendrick Bourne from New England, guys that, most people have never heard of, and guys who have been out of the league for a year or two. I mean, it's almost, the start of the season. It's not the easiest thing to go out and find somebody. And they've had to do this before. You know, they brought in Aldrick Robinson 1 year, Josh Doctson, that end of the or preseason type of signing rarely ends up working out. And that's why you'd like it to be some sort of veteran. The only guy I'd probably say no to is Odell Beckham, just because I feel like that's a guy who his explosiveness was the main thing for him. And once that was gone, that's not the same wide receiver as he used to be, but you could talk me into it. I mean, they're in such a dark position right now that you could talk me into pretty much anybody making sense.
Talking to Matthew Collar from the Purple Insider here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Harrison Phillips, he was traded yesterday to the New York Jets. I want your thoughts on that, and what does it really say about the depth of this organization on the defensive line and interior with all the guys that they have? Because it just seems like that this was a talking point the entire training camp about the depth that they have. And now you see that Harrison Phillips gets moved. And it's interesting because the moment that this happened, I started thinking about all the tweets and the love that Brian Baldinger from NFL Network was showering guys in this organization, that interior, even guys like Elijah Williams. He's like breaking down, you know, he does the Baldy breakdowns. And I'm like, hey, when Baldy's doing breakdowns of Elijah Williams, that says a lot about this, where this Vikings team is defensively.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Dude, this team loves Elijah Williams. I mean, Morgan State, he was really good in the HBCU Bowl, and that's how they kind of found him. Also, Durante Jones, their defensive backs coach, went to Morgan State, so there's a little bit of a connection there. And they brought him in, and they were like, wait a minute, did we just find something? And they felt that way back in rookie minicamp, OTAs. And then he's been everything they want him to be by PFF grade. He's the highest graded player on their defense in the entire preseason. So that's like the seventh guy on the roster right now, even after trading Harrison Phillips, and he's been impressive. Tyrion Ingram Dawkins, their rookie, has been very good. Levi Drake Rodriguez has taken a huge next step. But I think what this is really about is the guy who was directly behind Harrison Phillips, Jalen Redmond, a former XFL player, didn't get drafted because he had some issues with blood clots coming out in the draft. And he has come in and just been kind of a revelation for them. He was really good last year, but then he took another step in this camp, and he was dominating. And a lot of times they play the twos versus the ones, like the second team defense, and he was beating the Vikings interior offensive line with Will Fries and Ryan Kelly and Donovan Jackson, a first-round pick and two highly paid, experienced interior guys. And Jalen Redmond was getting in the backfield and blowing up plays. I think they were so impressed that they were like, well, if we could get something for Phillips, Redmond might actually be better. And the other thing is that schematically, they've been a 3-4 base team, but they signed two guys who have played their entire careers in 4-3. And I wondered how that was going to work out. And I think we got some of our answer here, that Brian Flores is a guy who is never, never static with what he does. He is always changing. And I think that part of this was, as they went along evaluating, they said these two guys, Hargrave and Allen, need to be on the field all the time, and they don't really play in a 3-4 system. We need to make a change there. So I think they still have a really excellent room. I saw some silliness yesterday of like, oh, I guess they really don't want to win. It's like, I don't know, man. And I completely respect Harrison Phillips. But when you look at the data on him, you know, the grades and the splash plays and things like that, it's okay. But there's nothing there that you can't replace with some guys who are rising up the ranks.
Yeah. All right. So how do I guess the final question for you until we chat next week is, are we settled at all with what we think the defensive secondary is going to look like?
Yeah, I mean, we know what it is. I don't know that we know how good it's going to be. I mean, it's going to be – now, I think Isaiah Rodgers has had a really good camp. That's a guy that Brian Flores targeted in free agency. Byron Murphy coming back has been huge. I think that was a great and very underrated move around the league. Theo Jackson's had a pretty solid camp and made some plays, and we know that he can get on the field and make plays because he's done that before. Josh Metellus was banged up a little bit. Harrison Smith has been out with an illness for over a week, which is a little bit like, okay, is he going to be all right when we get to week one? But assuming that everything's okay there, right now it's a secondary that you feel decent about the starters, but after that, it's pretty scary. I mean, Jeff Okuda, I thought at a very physical camp, is he going to get away with all of that in the regular season? I'm not really sure. Plus, he got banged up a little bit the other day. Mekhi Blackmon, who's their third-round pick from 2023, has had a miserable camp in preseason, just has not come back from the ACL injury looking like the same guy. And then it's undrafted free agents from the last 2 years behind that. So, you know, the starters, I think, are a fine unit. It's probably an upgrade from where they were at last year. And the backups, big questions there with the secondary depth for me.
Hey, so now, you know what? Nah, that can't happen. Sloan's on the call tonight for the Lynx. The Lynx have a back-to-back, right?
They do, yep. Indiana tomorrow.
Okay. All right, that's a bummer. I was gonna tell you to, if you could text Sloan and if they were coming back tonight, if she could bring me something back from the ATL, but that's not gonna work. Dang it.
I don't even know if she's going to have time for dinner. I think they get right on the plane there and head right for Indiana.
Sloan got to tell them to go by Magic City for the lemon pepper wings.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I am aware of what Magic City is, so I'm just going to say she won't be spending a lot of time there in Atlanta. Just headed out.
You only live once, brother. You only live once. Hey, Matthew, man, I appreciate the time, my man. Talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Henry.
All right, that's Matthew Collar joining us here on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.